Hi, my name is Queen Zawaya Counts, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, African American True Crime. Yes, I love true crime stories, but very seldom do I hear true crime stories about African Americans. So I created this podcast to share with my listeners about the true crimes that African Americans commit. So sit back, lend me your ears, and listen to some of the most horrendous crimes committed by African Americans. Hi, my name is Queen Zawaya Counts, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, True Crimes of African Americans. Have y'all heard about Alicia Owens and Iris Alfira? Let me tell you about this woman. This woman lived in Pennsylvania, and she was arrested for allegedly killing her boyfriend's one-year-old daughter, Iris, conducting meticulous research on how to kill the toddler with household items before ultimately giving her a fatal dose of acetone. Who the fuck would kill a child and give them acetone? Oh yeah, wait a minute. I know, Alicia Owens. She was taken into custody and charged with criminal homicide and the slaying of young Iris. Owens was also charged with attempted criminal homicide, aggravated assault of a child, and endangering the welfare of a child for alleged acts of abuse in the months leading up to Iris's death, which included feeding the infant numerous water beads and button-shaped batteries, the Pennsylvania Attorney General office said in a news release. The details of this case, they're heartbreaking. It's hard to fathom someone taking deliberately steps to harm a completely helpless child, then mislead investigators about what happened, Attorney General Michelle Henry said in a statement. The investigation shows that for months, the defendant conducted meticulous research on how certain substances harm children. Then she acted on her findings. Let me tell you something. Y'all men, if y'all are with a woman who is mistreating a child, a toddler, an infant, especially at 1 year old, leave that woman. There's something going on. There could be jealousy dealing with the baby's mom. There could be jealousy because you might show this child more attention. Those are red flags. According to the release, emergency medical personnel responded to a residence in New Castle, Pennsylvania, in regards to an unresponsive one-year-old girl. Upon arriving at the scene, first responders found Iris unconscious and not breathing. The child was immediately transported to the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, Jameson Hospital, for treatment. Due to the severity of her condition, she was later airlifted, taken away from the hospital to a children's hospital. Unfortunately, the child succumbed to her injuries and was pronounced dead. An autopsy performed determined that the victim's cause of death was acetone poisoning, resulting in organ failure. Medical experts who examined the baby's body concluded that she had been exposed to acetone just before her hospitalization. So you mean to tell me that this woman hated this little one-year-old child? What could a one-year-old baby do to you, ma'am? What could she possibly do? And you was researching online what type of household chemicals to give to a child in order to kill them? Like, who does this dumb shit? Oh, my God. The investigation into Iris's death was led by the DA's office and the Newcastle Police Department. Detectives say they determined that in the months leading up to Iris being fatally poisoned, Owens had conducted web searches on her cell phone, which led to the child's death. From February to June, because this happened in June of last year, Owens repeatedly searched for information on household products that could cause a child serious harm or death, including water beads, batteries, and nail polish. Searches included phrases such as beauty products that are poisonous to kids and medications leading to cause accidental poisonous deaths in children. So what are you going to do? Give her a bottle of acetone because you was doing your nails and making it seem like, oh, I was just doing my nails and she went over and picked up the acetone and drunk it. Bitch, please. Come on. Who does this dumb shit? Owens also searched for water beads near me. What happens when someone drinks acetone? Poisonous products to babies and medications leading to cause accidental poisonous deaths in children. What? Y'all, this is it. Like, I've heard of a lot of crazy things doing this podcast, but this particular story here, I hope somebody make her drink a whole fucking bottle of acetone. Additionally, months before Iris died, she was reportedly hospitalized after ingesting multiple harmful objects, including 20 water beads, batteries, and a metal screw. So you leaving water beads around for this child to drink water bills. They tell you, like, when you get pods, like the clean up, like the throw in your laundry, they always tell you keep this out of children because children can eat it and think that it's something like candy and be opening and tasting it, not knowing any better. Batteries, the little round tiny batteries in a metal screw, like you was really making this baby eat this shit. Like you was really trying to kill this child. Which you did succeed, but I mean, like, damn, you went as far as to hurt a kid that, well, even yours, that couldn't even walk and talk good. The baby was only one. Newcastle Police Chief Robert Salem described what detectives found, that there was a lot of searches on her phone and a lot of different ways with harming a child with the water beads and the batteries prior to the baby ingesting those. And then the baby, you end up in the hospital with the water beads and the batteries. And there were searches afterwards with acetones. The effects of acetone on a baby prior to the baby getting sick from the acetone. It's like, I have acetone. I do my own nails. Every once in a while for special occasions, I might go to the nail shop. I might get them to do them. But when I do my own nails, not only does acetone eat through the fake nails and take off the fingernail polish, but if it's strong acetone and you keep your fingers dipped in there too long, it can cause damage to your real nails. Acetone can get the sticky glue off of labels. Like, say you have a label on a bottle and you want to get that off. Use some acetone. That should have come right off. But to give it to a child, if it can do something like that and dissolve the sticky substance that keeps the label sealed tight to a bottle, what do you think it would do to a child's tiny organs? This is sick. Iris' family took aim at Owens and Iris' father in a statement posted to Facebook. We understand the supporters of these monsters being in disbelief that their friend, family members are so insanely evil. They will be lashing out against each other and Iris' loving family. Please keep in mind, the police took 196 days to make this arrest so that every detail was thoroughly investigated and no errors were made. The facts are the facts, and their reality is shocking. These evil monsters did not just take Iris's life, devastate her love and family, but also ruined their family lives. Y'all, this right here is sickening. Now, just check out what they had to say about this case.
7 months after an 18-month-old was murdered in Newcastle, police say they have made an arrest.
Police said the child was poisoned by her father's girlfriend. Shelley Bortz is in Newcastle with how police say they linked the suspect to the baby's death. Shelley.
Yeah, the mystery of just who poisoned baby Iris Alfera started to unravel when police discovered disturbing web searches on her boyfriend's girlfriend's phone that helped investigators zero in on the suspect.
I hope they keep baby rest in peace.
Signs that read justice for baby Iris have lined this street where she lived with her dad and his girlfriend Alicia Owens since her death 7 months ago. Today, with the arrest of Owens, neighbors believe justice has arrived.
If she did do it, she needs to go to prison. It doesn't make any sense what she did. You know, she had to be sick to be doing it.
Back in June, Iris Alfera was airlifted to Children's Hospital after being found unresponsive in her home. The medical examiner determined the baby died as a result of acetone poisoning, which caused organ failure. Her death was ruled a homicide.
It saddened the community. We were, it angered us. A lot of people in the community were angry. They wanted immediate justice.
While police worked to find out who poisoned baby Iris, her family did everything they could to raise awareness to her case by holding vigils, even erecting this billboard in Newcastle. Then the investigation was blown wide open when police searched Owen's phone, which they say contained multiple incriminating web searches, including researching the effects of drinking acetone on a child.
Her phone searches were a crucial piece of the evidence against her, and they kind of matched up with the physical and the medical stuff that we found with the child.
Several months prior to baby Iris's death, Salem says there were other instances of abuse which were corroborated by Owen's web searches. In the spring of last year, the baby ingested numerous water beads, button-shaped batteries, and a metal screw, which police now believe was Owen's first attempt at killing her.
I'm glad we could bring some closure to the case.
Now, Chief Salem tells us her father was taken into custody and questioned, but ultimately released because he didn't have any knowledge of the abuse. Reporting live tonight outside of the Lawrence County Jail, Shelley Bortz, KDKA TV News.
And that is sad. That's horrible. Come on. This, and when I look at the little baby on the video, she's so adorable. She is so cute, so innocent. Like, if you didn't want the baby around, why the fuck you didn't leave? You should have left. Why kill the baby? What was you jealous of? What else was going on with you? That is crazy. I hope the baby is resting with God, her spirit, her energy, and that when she returns, when she incarnates back on this earth, that she becomes a very beautiful woman and she has no recollection of the horrors that was done to her. My name is Queen Zoya Count. Thank you for listening to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, True Crimes of African Americans. Peace.